Reporting by remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Campaign lawyers for President Donald Trump signaled they intend to contest his loss to President-elect Joe Biden into January, even though all states but one certified their vote counts showing Biden won the national election last month. Trump has refused to concede his loss to Biden or say whether he plans to attend Biden's inauguration on the steps of the U.S. Capitol on January 20th. Trump has repeatedly claimed with no evidence the election vote and vote counting were rigged against him and fraudulent. But Trump's lawyers have lost dozens of suits in political battleground states trying to upend Biden's victory. Speaking of the president and the president-elect, President Trump and President-elect Joe Biden held simultaneous events focused on the COVID-19 pandemic on Tuesday. President Trump signed an executive order to ensure Americans get first priority access to a coronavirus vaccine. It's unclear how the order would be enforced. From his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Biden introduced his health leadership team and promised 100 million vaccine shots within the first 100 days of his administration. Biden also called for people to wear a mask in public for the first 100 days of his administration. Vaccines against COVID-19 may be arriving within days here in the U.S. as the fast ever vaccine development reaches a conclusion. Experts say no corners have been cut, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is considering authorizing the vaccines after a shorter than normal safety testing period. Nothing sinister has turned up in clinical trials so far, but there are still unknowns. The vaccines maker Pfizer and BioNTech will get a hearing at the FDA on Thursday. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Ethiopian government says its forces shot at United Nations staff members in the country's embattled Tigray region on Sunday after the staffers breached two checkpoints en route to a refugee camp. The UN reached an agreement last Wednesday with the Ethiopian government to provide humanitarian aid in Tigray, saying at the time the deal would give aid workers access to government-controlled areas of the region, but access has remained limited. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed in the war, which has displaced more than 1 million people, including more than 45,000 refugees who fled to neighboring Sudan since early last month. The leaders of Britain and the European Union will meet Wednesday for a final push at a Brexit deal, as the two sides warn that the chances of a post-Brexit trade deal by the year-end deadline is slipping away. European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen tweeted on Tuesday that she looks forward to welcoming the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, on Wednesday. Johnson's office confirmed the two leaders would hold a dinner meeting on Wednesday. The Democratic-controlled U.S. House of Representatives has easily approved a wide-ranging defense policy bill, defying a veto threat from President Trump and setting up a possible showdown with the Republican president in the waning days of his administration. Trump also wants Congress to strip out a provision of the defense bill that allows renaming of military bases that now honor Confederate leaders. The defense bill now goes to the Senate. The U.S. Army has dismissed or suspended 14 senior officers and ordered policy changes following a sweeping independent investigation into sexual harassment and violence at the base, including the murder of a female soldier early this year. Fort Hood has faced intense scrutiny after several recent incidents, including the death of Specialist Vanessa Guillen, who was killed by another soldier in April. Her remains were found in a shallow grave in June after her disappearance. And Hong Kong police on Tuesday arrested eight activists in connection with the July protest, the latest in the widening crackdown on dissent in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. The police accused them of inciting, organizing, and taking part in authorized assembly back on July 1st. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Reporting remotely, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.